Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Chipotle has announced that it plans to open a restaurant in Mexico next year. Meanwhile, the Olive Garden in Italy was just burned to the ground. It's not a pasta.
I haven't eaten at the OG in a long time. I should take the kids. See what they think of it.
George W. Bush was striding the halls of the White House, I believe, last time I was in an Olive Garden.
Mm. You're still
it's
open,
as
aren't
good
you?
A that level food is like anything else.
And what's the name of that? Those kind of restaurants? Olive Garden, Red Robin, Applebee's. What's the
fast
name?
Fast Casual?
Maybe. Something like that. They're all about the same. About the same price, about the same taste, no matter what it is.
A shocking number of calories for a surprisingly reasonable price.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Coming up, the House actually did something yesterday, Jack, which is odd, or this week anyway. As the House of Representatives, Congress, the Article I branch of the Constitution, does nothing anymore. As I pointed out last hour, they're like the Queen of England. They have purely ceremonial duties. Anyway, more on that to come.
A shocking number of calories is right. I was thinking about the salad at some place like that the other day. Applebee's, something like that. The salad was like 2,200 calories.
Fat!
I mean, it's just insane.
That's something. You know, it's partly age, I think, and partly a self-recognition on my part that I have no self-control. But I've gone from really pleased that a restaurant gives me ridiculous portions because I'm getting my money's worth to being really pleased when they don't.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever enjoyed the giant portions. Like, why is this so big? I think every time they set it in front of me. I've gotten better at it, especially if it's just Henry and me. We order something and cut it in half. First of all, it costs half as much to eat. And secondly, we both get stuffed eating half of what they sent us.
I am a fan of the First Amendment, as anybody who listens to this show knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, but I would like to see government restrictions on the serving size of French fries.
Oh, my God.
How many French fries are enough?
Well, like Red Robin, which I think has the best French fries around. I love their French fries. They're good, aren't they, Michael?
They're delicious.
Oh, my God, those are good French fries. But they have bottomless French fries. So the consulate, hey, what do you want more? You want us to bring you another bucket of French fries?
Oh.
They're free, basically.
Oh, and I love them. I love them so much. Yeah. If, you know, I'm going to be executed finally for all of my crimes, my last meal might just be French fries.
That's funny. Henry and I had that conversation.
They are indefensible as a food.
We got into that last night walking home from the gym. For some reason, Henry hit me with, if you're going to be executed, what would be your last meal? And, of course, I had to go with the caveat of, well, I think I'd be so remorseful over the horrifying crime that committed. He said, you were unjustly accused. You were wrongfully accused.
Wow, that's a clever dodge by your boy. What a fine lad he is. Anyway, did you settle on something?
Some sort of fried chicken gravy mashed potatoes sort of thing for me.
Wow, good call. Very good call. Sorry about your unjust execution, but excellent choice, Emil. So, you may recall we talked about this.
I guess I'll just put the complete failure of the justice system aside and enjoy this meal.
And indeed, the most serious and irrevocable sanction a government can lay upon a citizen administered unjustly. On the other hand, that meal was finger-licking. So, anyway, well, you win some, you lose some. You may recall us discussing the wayward Wisconsin judge who aided and abetted the escape of a felon.
$9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the ready.
No doubt. Interestingly, I was reading Andy McCarthy in the National Review. He's a legal expert who we've talked to many times, but he says prosecuting her could be tougher than you think for various constitutional reasons. She has a pretty good defense. But from a strictly politics running a society, how crazy are these people angle, she is way overboard. Here is a guy who is not only a gang member, a woman beater, beat the bejesus out of a fella over a stupid domestic concern. He is an illegal immigrant who has, and I don't have the legal code in front of me, and it's odd this article omits it, but he had the immediate deportation without a hearing ruling on him. Having snuck in, committed crimes, gotten booted out, snuck in again, he had the, if you see this guy, put his ass on a plane and get rid of him. You don't have to ask a judge. Ruling. And this guy's back in court for victimizing more people. And this judge is so outraged. Maybe for reasons of state jurisdiction versus the federal government, blah, blah, blah. I've been reading about it. But I've filed a writ of circus maximus, Jack, and I don't believe that defense is going to hold up. I'm still waiting for the paperwork to come back. But the idea that you would usher this guy out, practically a fire escape, not just tell the marshals, no, we don't cooperate with the federal authorities. You can't use the state's, mechanisms to do federal stuff. It's not the way the Constitution works. No, she personally ushered this guy out, like, into the parking lot so he could make a run for it. Holy cow.
Trump derangement syndrome's an actual thing. On both sides, actually. But it's an actual thing. It makes people crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's a certain percentage of people who suffer from Trump, I'm in love syndrome.
Yeah, I was applying the same term to both sides. Yeah. Just you're deranged, you're overlooking some obvious things. Either way. But that's, you're shaking, you're so upset that this guy's going to get booted out. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, certainly this gal is going to be booted out of the judgeship. There are a couple of similar cases back in the day in various very blue cities where judges did something similar. And again, the proving the criminal charges is kind of fraught for reasons I don't want to get into. It's a little complicated, but they certainly ought not be a judge. Absolutely outrageous and idiotic. Yeah, that's probably enough Trump talk for now. But the poll number, can you imagine the poll numbers? If you were to just a very simple and neutral description of the facts of the case and then put it before Americans, oh, please, it'd be 95-5. So, and that 5% are probably trendy Aragua members.
So CNN's headline and one of the big stories of the day, economic growth sharply declines. Is it sharply declined? It's shrinking. Our GDP actually shrunk 0.3%. Well, I guess if we were cruising along at growth of whatever it was, 2.5%, that's a 3% drop. That ain't good. Almost 3% drop.
Yeah, it's brutal. Ultra-processed foods may be linked to early death, speaking of your dietary choices.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, I don't go for food crazes. Not pro, not con. I don't have a pantry full of quinoa.
I don't eat anything smaller than my fist or anything that a caveman wouldn't have eaten or all kinds of different rules I have because I follow every diet.
I don't really. But I'm telling you, the evidence is really starting to pile up about ultra-processed foods. Stay with us.
It's not hard to believe that if it's in a sealed plastic sack and it could stay perfectly okay for like 9 years in that sack, then it's not good for you. It's not hard to imagine.
As I pointed out the other day, the health of this animal has changed completely. Its body shape, its function, everything. Well, it's eating something completely different than it's eaten for its entire history on Earth. No, that's not it.
All right. Joe has become RFK Jr. Okay, we got more on the way. Stay here.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything from online to hybrid courses and lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. There's a better way. Pure Talk is offering a free brand new Samsung Galaxy A26 with a qualifying plan. For just $35 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot. All on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk for your free Samsung Galaxy with qualifying plan. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Every time we hear a Hispanic name on TV, whether or not the anchor is Hispanic, we suddenly have to shapeshift into a perfect Hispanic accent. Police arrested 25-year-old Ilan Alain Sanchez. And I mean that honestly. Why do we do that? When I say Alejandro Mayorkas, I just say Alejandro Mayorkas. But on CNN, it's Alejandro Mayorkas. I'm Irish. When police arrest someone with an Irish name, I don't say, police just arrested 25-year-old Charlie McLaughlin. Like, stop that. Stop.
That's Rob Finnerty. Fabulous.
That's pretty funny.
Love that.
Yeah, it really stands out on NPR does it over the top. Every single time.
Patrick McGlory. Wow, that's such
a good. Well, do it with Asian names. Come on now.
Wow, right. Oh, this is going to be let me count, 133rd jihad, this topic. Wow. I'm really going to have to use AI to schedule it.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Various, you know, rantings and ravings.
What did I come across with AI yesterday? Something AI that was just phenomenal. Like, around video stuff again. That's where AI is clearly making a mark. I don't know if it's going to take over the world in a lot of the other ways that they've been claiming, but man, the stuff it can do with video with just, you know, a couple of prompts is stunning.
Mind-blowing. My favorite, amusing, interesting piece of journalism about AI next hour, there are various apps, Jack, that record everything you say. for your own good. What they do with that information will shock you. Actually, it's thought-provoking.
Records everything on my that my phone can hear?
Well, it's a device you wear, but yeah, it works through your phone. It works through your phone. Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is getting some mockery. Oh, it was good. There's an article in the New York Times, a hot accessory at the intersection of faith and culture. Seen on influencers, pop stars, and White House staff, cross necklaces are popping up everywhere. And it's getting mockery from the parts of the country where people have been wearing cross necklaces forever. Like, I think every girl I've ever dated in my life wore a cross necklace at some point. So the idea that the New York Times is acting like this is some interesting intersection of faith and culture that has occurred is just an example of how out of touch they are with the giant chunk of America that, for instance, has voted for Trump twice.
New York is a fascinating place in so many ways. I am pro-New York. But New Yorkers' self-regard has annoyed me since I was 11 years old.
Right, no kidding. No
the rest of us are quite happy and fascinated by life and have many opportunities for art, culture, the outdoors, et cetera, whatever we prefer. We're fine. We're not lesser beings.
Well, right. The thing that annoys me about New York and to a certain extent L.A., and lots of big cities, really, but in particular New York and L.A., is the people who live there, their assumption that we all want to be there, we just haven't figured out how to get there yet. We're trying. We just haven't been successful enough to live there. And, that's fine. I love New York and Los Angeles, but everybody doesn't want to live there. There are some people I know. It's funny. I was listening to Jonah Goldberg the other day on a podcast, and he grew up on the Upper West Side, right next to Central Park. That's the way he grew up. And he was saying some things that he was just so wrong about. I wish I could have had a conversation, like a loving conversation with him, saying, dude, and I don't blame you for not knowing. You grew up with a completely different lifestyle than I did. But I know plenty of people who might kill themselves if they had to live in New York. They would contemplate suicide if they had to live in New York.
Right. Right. I'll never forget. And it's universal. I mean, we've talked about this having moved around the country a fair amount. You live in Kansas, they talk about how stupid Missourians are or whatever. And you're in France, they say Belgians are morons. Just everybody likes to, it's a human foible. But I'll never forget, I was having a conversation with a friend in the San Francisco Bay Area years ago. And at the conclusion of a long conversation about his brutal commute and his awful taxes and his incomprehensible mortgage payments and the rest of it, a town outside the Bay Area came up, and he was like, oh, poor bastards
right.
living yeah. there.
Right.
Yeah, if only they could live in the Bay Area. I'm like, wow, okay, never mind. Anyway.
One thing about moving my whole life, and then as an adult also, is realizing that everybody loves where they're from. And I wish just more people would understand. You like where you're from. That's perfectly fine. You don't need to hate on other places. You like where you're from because it's what you're familiar with, your people, your friends, your stuff. That's perfectly all right. But you don't have to pretend that you have to hate all the other places. But everybody does. Yeah. It's human nature, apparently.
Especially because we're all Americans, except for legal immigrants. You're not. Get out.
Except for 20 million illegal immigrants.
I know what you're thinking. Did they correctly solve the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby? Maybe you weren't thinking that. That case might get blown wide open. Stay tuned.
Wow.
A lot of good stuff to come. I know.
Armstrong and Getty.
Don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, like requiring you to sign up for 4 lines, plus activation fees, plus. At the end of the day, you've paid for that free phone 3 times over. Pure Talk has a much better offer. Get a free brand new Samsung Galaxy A26 with a qualifying plan of just $35 a month. This phone is virtually indestructible with Gorilla Glass. Capture beautiful wide-angle photos with next-generation camera lenses. prices. All you need to do is switch to Pure Talk. For just $35 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot. All on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk. And Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk for your free Samsung Galaxy with qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Get ready to hand-drive your way into the coolest show in town. Grease, the musical performed by Shasta High's music department, is hitting the stage at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way in Reading. Join Sandy, Danny, and the Rydell High crew for a night of electrifying fun, retro flair, and classic hits you know and love. Performances are May 1st through 3rd and May 8th through 10th. You don't want to miss it. Tickets available now at ShastaHighChoir.com. Grease, the musical, only at the David Marr Theater.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Child at the museum scratching a $56 million painting in Rotterdam. Museum workers having to remove the famous painting by artist Mark Rothko. They say it was scratched in several places. The museum believes it can be restored. No word on whether the family will be held responsible in any
times with their little fingers.
Yeah, I know. I looked at this painting, though, and I like art. I buy art, not like expensive art, but and I like abstract art. I can't for the life of me understand how this painting could be worth tens of millions of dollars. It reminds me of some of the, the electronic what's-its that people bought for like a week and a half and
NFTs.
Speculated on. NFTs, yeah. Reminds me of NFTs. The value of that painting is that other people think it has value. There's
right.
Nothing intrinsically great about it.
Hmm.
It's okay, I guess.
In general, I said this after I got back from Washington, D.C. and going to a bunch of museums. There's a lot of people take to their kids to museums and places like that. The kids have zero interest in being there. Zero.
Yeah.
I guess you feel like you're exposing them to culture or something, but they're paying no attention, and they have no interest.
So, plenty of politics to talk about. I think a lot of us are a little burned out after the frenzy of Trump's first 100 days, blah, 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 never ending yelling at each other. So, at least for one segment, some decidedly non-political stuff. The evidence is mounting. Both U.S. researchers and European researchers saying that people who eat lots of ultra-processed foods may be at greater risk of dying. A study in 8 countries, including the U.K. and the U.S., suggests
greater risk of dying. That's right up there on your health concerns.
Among things I'd like to avoid, yeah. Processed meats. My wife and I talk about this. She is, like, by even American standards, a bacon enthusiast.
Boy, I am too.
I mean, yeah, it's
probably
not good for you.
I probably have bacon half a days.
Oh, wow.
It's not good for you? Why is it not good for you?
It's processed.
Processed, what's that mean?
The salt and smoke and all sorts of stuff. I don't remember. What am I, a chemist? But yes, it's considered a processed meat.
I get why I shouldn't eat Cheez-Its or all kinds of things in plastic sacks, but bacon, really?
So anyway, processed meats, look it up. Cookies, fizzy drinks, soft drinks, ice cream, some breakfast cereals. UPFs, ultra-processed foods, tend to contain more than 5 ingredients which are not usually found in home cooking, such as additive sweeteners and chemicals to improve the food's texture or appearance.
That's interesting. Some cereals, because like I eat Grape Nuts and I think or Cheerios. There's like 2 ingredients on Cheerios. Oats and I think that's it. Same with Grape Nuts. So is that, it's in a plastic sack. Is there something going on there?
You know, the rule of thumb I always cited is look for ingredients you don't know what they are or you don't have in your kitchen. That's a pretty good standard.
Mm.
Now, it's worth pointing out some experts say it's not really clear why UPFs are linked to poor health. There's little evidence it's down to the processing itself. Could be because these foods contain high levels of fat, salt, and sugar and are associated with poorer lifestyle choices.
That's what I was going to say. Whatever you call that, could it be people that eat the simplest to eat foods have all kinds of other things that most likely do? You're more likely to not exercise, to smoke, to drink more, to all kinds of things. It's certainly possible. It's not surprising that people like me who, you know, go for the easy food in a plastic sack have a bunch of other non-healthy things going on.
Yeah, if you have a well-designed study, you tease out all of those other factors, but it's extremely difficult to do when you're talking about lifestyle, general lifestyle, overall diet, exercise, health, wealth, you know, all those habits. Anyway, but they looked at people's diets and data on deaths from Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, the UK, and the US.
Canada.
That's a pretty broad swath.
Our mortal enemy.
Oh, no, no. Oh, boy. Don't get me started. Anyway, moving along, I thought this was interesting. Speaking of diet, scientists have created 3D-printed calamari with more protein than real squid. So many questions.
Wow. No kidding. 3D-printed calamari.
Yes. And using mung bean protein, okay, is pretty name.
And
microalgae.
But in what sense is it calamari? Couldn't you call it whatever you want? This is birthday cake. This is calamari. This is steak. It's none of those things.
Well, I was going to say, well, yeah, surely it would have the taste and texture of calamari. But then it says the producing calamari mimics that were softer, springier, and structurally similar to real calamari without relying on overfished marine resources.
3D printed calamari. I just don't see myself eating that.
Yeah, yeah. This innovation highlights a promising future for sustainable seafood alternatives, leveraging underused crops like mung beans and algae to reduce pressure on ocean ecosystems.
Do they all have
I'm
to be
in favor of that?
Do they all have to be appetizers? Can you fax me some onion rings?
I don't know, but they've successfully 3D printed plant-based calamari rings that closely mimic both the texture and protein content of real squid. How's the damn stuff taste?
I think since we were tiny kids and probably before that, they've been working all these things that people are never going to need or do, I feel like. They're preparing for when first there's not going to be any food. So, you know, we got to eat stuff out of a tube that kind of looks like steak, and you spread it on your fake bread or something. But why are they always doing this? Is there belief that we're going to have a real serious food shortage worldwide at some point?
Well, overfishery of the oceans is overfishing is a.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Were he tried by today's standards, it is a near certainty that Hoffman would be found not guilty.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a couple of pretty responsible journalists.
Because they believe he didn't do it, or they just think there's not enough to find him guilty and convict him?
Yeah, the evidence was very, very thin.
But yeah. It's been a long time. I mean, if there had been somebody else who was responsible, you'd have thought that would have come out by now. Somebody would have admitted to it, or a friend would have admitted to it. Yeah, it was my old friend Bill. He did it or something.
Yeah, there have probably been all sorts of false confessions that sort. Maybe a true one mixed in. I don't know. But final note on this.
Did he kill Fatty Arbuckle?
Today, all the Lindbergh evidence resides at the New Jersey State Police Museum. The journalists say, we visited and seen for ourselves the ladder allegedly used to access the child's bedroom window and handwriting samples in a public display. But one can find in an archive that is not accessible to the public the 15 ransom notes sent to the Lindberghs during their ordeal. To send those ransom notes, the kidnapper would have had to lick the stamps and seal the envelopes. That's where the DNA evidence likely resides. Evidently, people didn't use sponges to seal envelopes back then. Maybe they didn't need to.
I've never used a sponge to seal an envelope in my life. I've always licked them. You don't lick them?
You know, I only did because I had to seal lots of them working in a mail room as a college student. But
in general, at home, if you have an envelope, you lick it?
No, but I do put spit on my finger.
Really?
No, I'm not going to lick it and get a tongue full of glue. What am I, an animal?
I don't know. I've done every envelope I've ever used in my life. I've done it like that. I just lick it.
I know. I'm just kidding. But no, I didn't until I realized how bad they taste.
Yeah, I have licked my envelopes.
Well, do you regularly? It occurred to me I can apply saliva to this envelope without getting a mouthful of glue by doing this.
It is a horrible flavor. How do you do it, Katie?
I used to lick them until I actually got a paper cut on my tongue.
Ah!
Oh!
And that was the day that stopped.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. Slice your tongue open. Eesh.
So I got blood all over the envelope. It was really, it was great.
Oh, everybody in America is cringing.
Yes, Mike. One more. No, you're done? Okay, good.
Why is New Jersey so adamantly opposed to the DNA testing? And nobody's really sure. Some officials say they're worried about setting a precedent. If any case can be reopened at the whim of the public, then they all can. But some conspiracy theorists think the state has something to hide. Yeah, a slapdash, crappy investigation that puts somebody to death without justification, yeah.
How about a great/awesome transition? If Charles Lindbergh had had SimpliSafe in his house, his baby probably wouldn't have been abducted. It's true. SimpliSafe is great home protection for about $1 a day, no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, and all kinds of different publications have said it's the best out there.
It is far better than the old-style security systems and far less expensive. You got SimpliSafe's active guard outdoor protection, helps prevent break-ins before they happen. You have AI-powered cameras backed by live professional monitoring agents, monitoring your property, detecting suspicious activity. And if some scumbag is lurking around or acting suspiciously, the agents can see them, talk to them, call the cops, activate your spotlights before your windows get smashed. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong and claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. Get your first month free. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Hour three, we'll get to some of the Trump interview from ABC Primetime last night that included, I thought, a very entertaining exchange about Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, among other things. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Rick Cabono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, or catch up with an old friend. Or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority. And therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities, so you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Actor Terrence Howard says he turned down the role of singer Marvin Gaye because he couldn't kiss a man.
It's the same reason he won't play Barack Obama.
What is that?
What
is that? So Greg Gutfeld,
Michelle Obama's a man.
And Barack's gay? Is that a regular theme of Greg Gutfeld?
I don't know if he fills in that blank, but
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you.
Okay. Just came across this headline that I saw. Stretching should be part of your bedtime routine. And reminded me, the best thing I've practically done on the health front in many, many years is when I started stretching like 9 months ago, finally.
Ditto.
And it's amazing what that has done for me. It's just, and I don't spend a lot of time on it. I kind of do it between sets at the gym and stuff like that. But the total stretching might be, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And I, like zero, it's eliminated. I didn't have much back pain anyway, but it's just eliminated it as a thing completely. And just quality of life, just the ability to like, you know, get in and out of cars, up and down stairs, whatever I want to do. It's amazing. I don't know why I didn't start this earlier, even though everybody in the world had told me. So, I hope I can keep
Again,
that up.
Again, I say ditto.
Yeah, I hope I can keep that up the rest of my life. This didn't get enough attention yesterday. Harvard University released two separate reports commissioned by themselves to find out that there's a lot of anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bias on campus. Two different reports. They're quite different kinds of reports. But focusing on the anti-Semitism part of it, anti-Semitic bias, the report found, and again, this was something Harvard did themselves, had severely escalated following Hamas's October 7th attack, though it noted that anti-Jewish bigotry was a big issue before the war's start. And they found all kinds of examples of faculty being is saying, doing anti-Jewish things, classes that were clearly designed to be anti-Israel or anti-Jew.
Entire departments, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. From the university that regularly lectures us on bigotry and equity and fairness and all kinds of BS. Well, that stuff's not BS, but it is if you're not living it. Same thing with the anti-Islamic stuff, although that was almost entirely asking students and students saying that they feel like they can't say what they want. So I don't know if that's exactly the same thing as the anti-Semitism report.
And it's interesting that every time Harvard or Penn or any of these universities addresses anti-Semitism, they also throw in, and there's Islamophobia too.
Right. Right.
Even though it's really, that's funny because we hadn't heard or seen a lot of complaints about that. There weren't Islamic students barred from doing anything. There weren't any Islamic students surrounded by angry, jeering spectators who spit on them or prevented them from going into the library. But thanks for pointing it out.
Well, right. And if the complaints from the Muslim students are, I don't feel like I can say what I want, when what a lot of you were saying is, all Jews
I
need to die.
I want death to the Jews, yes. So,
okay. I'm not sure that that's quite the same thing.
Well, and plus it's got kind of a dysfunctional arguing feel to it. Honey, you just shot the dog to death. Well, you didn't do the dishes. You know, yeah, okay, why don't we talk about the two separately?
By the way, and I think you mentioned this the other day, Harvard has renamed the Office for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, because that has become, a bad phrase for a lot of us. They just renamed it to the Belonging to the Community and Campus Life Office, which they're probably going to do exactly the same stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The idea that we would tell them you can't do that anymore and they would comply is hilarious. I am not a paranoid lunatic. When I tell you that this is a strongly held, near religious belief by these people, trust me when I tell you it's true. They will hide it. They will obfuscate. They will lie. They will cheat. They will keep it going any way they can.
Somewhat contentious interview between Trump and an ABC reporter on primetime last night. We'll have some highlights in hour 3.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.